Podcast is a proud member of the That Moment In Podcast Network. Check out the network at thatmomentin.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this bonus episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast here at thatmomentin.com. I am the Vern, and for the next few minutes, I will be giving you a spoiler-free look at Darren Aronofsky's latest flick, Mother. This is the one that has got a lot of people talking about it. A lot of people really enjoy this. A lot of people really hate this. And let's just get into a few thoughts about this movie, all right? Before we do, let's play a quick little clip, okay?
Mother is the film you'll talk about for years to come.
All these people, what do they want?
My wife loves having company.
Rolling Stone raves, you won't know what hit you. Time magazine says Jennifer Lawrence is radiant. Javier Bardem is on fire.
I'm trying to bring life into this house.
This is some of the most scorchingly brilliant filmmaking ever to burn down a cinema screen. Mother, rated R.
All right, so Mother is the new film written and directed by Darren Aronofsky. It stars Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem as a couple who are busy fixing up their home after a fire. Well, she's fixing up their home while he is busy trying to write up a new poem. He was very successful in the past, and now not so much anymore. Their tranquil life is soon disrupted when a stranger, played by Ed Harris, knocks on their door. Later, they are joined by Michelle Pfeiffer, and then things get very strange. Now, I will say the best way to enjoy this flick is to go into it cold. Don't watch any trailers. Don't see any reviews, because your experience will be a lot more, I guess, enjoyable. This reminds me of a really good book where you're not quite sure the outcome, but yet you are still interested to see where it leads to. I had no idea where this was heading, but I was on board the whole way. I could not take my eyes off the screen. I don't want to spoil what happens because that will ruin the movie, and yet I feel that many will be annoyed at what happens when they do watch it. It's difficult to say what your views will be, so I will just say that it does go very insane. And if you are into stories that go batshit crazy, then you may enjoy this. Mother surprised me at times, it upset me others. One moment I'm clapping for joy, and then the next I'm very disturbed. Let's just say that for a mainstream film, this one goes places the recent It movie would never dream to. The only other movie I could compare it to in Darren Aronofsky's filmography is to say that The Last Hour of Mother feels a lot like Sarah Goldfarb's Fever Dream and Requiem for a Dream, just without all the fast cuts and split screens, alright? So, that's not to say the movie does not have any flaws, because it does. While I liked Ed Harris and Michelle Pfeiffer's performance in this, I feel like that it doesn't spend enough time explaining their actions or their characters or even why those people are at the house. Plus, there were a few moments where Jennifer Lawrence's character could have easily taken some action at the beginning to end things, and yet she didn't. I also find it kind of odd, too, that the movie does a lot of focusing on Jennifer Lawrence's face instead of just showing you all the things that are happening, though. I mean, you can still see that it's intense, but I want to see more than that than Jennifer Lawrence's face. Don't get me wrong, I love her face, very beautiful, but I want to see more of what's happening. Darren Aronofsky never makes the same movie twice, and that's what I love most about seeing his films. The Fountain is very different from Requiem for a Dream. The Wrestler is very different from Black Swan. Mother will not appeal to a lot of people, and yet I feel that in a few years, it will be re-examined and talked about very much like The Fountain was. as I mentioned before, it's best to go into this one completely blind and discover for yourself, all right? I'm going to be giving Mother 4 stars out of 5. I know a lot of people will disagree with me on that. It's an intense ride, folks. It's not going to appeal to everyone, but I promise you, you probably have not seen anything like it this year, all right? So that's it right now. As always, you can check out all of our episodes on the site, thatmomentin.com. We are available on Stitcher, Podomatic, Player FM, most places you can find podcasts. You can listen to our show. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We are at @cinema_recall. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook. Just type in Cinema Recall. We now have an email address. It is cinemarecall@gmail.com. Hit us up for some suggestions. Please do so. We will be back very soon. Our next episode is going to be talking about the 1968 Stanley Kubrick masterpiece, 2001, A Space Odyssey. My guest is Damian Riley. He is one of the co-hosts of the Talk to the Stars podcast. Very excited to record that show. That'll be coming to you next week. Until then, good night, everyone. Thank you very much.